Gigit, sponsored by Shillaga Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates.
Hester McDonald joins me in the studio. Hester, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about wonderful windowsills.
So we're talking gardening on a miniature scale, essentially. How to make those windowsills rather beautiful and those planters. Are we going indoor or outdoor?
A bit of both.
Oh, love it. Let's talk about how we can make those small spaces nice. So today on the show, talking balconies, mini terraces, even if you've got a big green space to enjoy, we've got lots of ideas about making the most of pots and containers on a larger scale too. So Hester, you are a big fan of gardening in pots particularly, and also just generally things to do in small spaces. So why? What are the advantages?
So there's loads of advantages. Mostly is that you get to decide what goes where. So you get to decide what's best for the plants, you get to decide the soil, how much sunshine they're going to get, how much water, how big you want them to get, everything. And additionally, much less likely to get pests and diseases. Wretched things like slugs are very unlikely to climb up to your third floor balcony. Very unlikely, which
That's
is really
true.
Good. And some things like orchids can't be grown in the garden at all, so they have to keep them in pots. And some things, say, like I have clay soil, clay neutral pH soil in my garden. And honestly, growing things like camellias in pots is much, much better. It's much easier.
I'll tell you another benefit as well that I found as a not very good gardener, just to state the level here, is that if you get it wrong and you put a pot, if you plant something and you put a pot in, I don't know, complete sunshine, and you realise that the leaves are starting to singe slightly, you can move them.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's one of the other things I love about pots. Like you, and stuff's easy to move. It's really easy to move. You just pick it up and trundle it across and put it somewhere else.
Let's start small. Now, we are calling this windowsills, but actually lots of Swiss houses and apartments do not have ledges in front of their windows.
True.
So we're calling this show Wonderful Windowsills, but what can you do instead if you're thinking, hang on a minute, I don't have a windowsill per
the
se.
Actual, like, pokey-outy thing, the technical term, the pokey-outy thing.
The pokey-outy thing.
So I've seen some really great solutions between, so most people have a window that they look out of when they do the washing up.
Yeah.
The majority of sinks are by a window.
Smart.
Yeah, draining boards are brilliant. So obviously when you've done your washing up and dried it and put it away, you have a lovely space that drains automatically.
Yes.
That is a really good place to grow stuff.
What are you suggesting? That we just, every time that we just move a tray of plants and put it back?
Exactly. So I've seen them in washing up trays. I've seen them all sorts of other places like that. Really practical because it's light. It's very easy. Just pick it up, move it, do your washing up, dry it, move on. I've also seen some brilliant braced boards that you can get. There's actually, if you look on the internet or Etsy or anything like that, there are loads of braced boards that you can use to hook onto the edge of a window or just that they suck on.
That's like a little suction cup thing.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And as long as you don't put too much load on it, and I don't mean, you know, fir trees, but lots of other things, and particularly things that you want to eat, tend to be quite light, so are absolutely perfect for that kind of situation.
Talk us through, if we wanted to be practical, you mentioned things we could eat. So what like fruit, veg could you grow in this kind of environment?
Well, let's start with probably the easiest one, which is lettuce.
I like lettuce because you essentially are given everything that you need to grow it when you just buy another lettuce that you eat.
They're really easy. And so they germinate super quickly if you want to grow them from seed, which is dead easy. So a packet of seed costs about 3 francs. There's usually about 150 to 200 seeds in that.
Just buy a lettuce.
The germination rate is super high with lettuce.
Oh, okay.
So most of it will come up.
Wow.
You won't want to eat probably 300 lettuces, but that's okay. And they can be grown in a really, really small tray. So if you think about the size of the tray that you, if you buy mange to in a plastic tray, that's about the size you can start.
That's really shallow.
It is quite shallow, yeah. Or one that you've maybe bought salad in or something like that. So you need to pierce some holes in the box if there aren't already some, and put in some really lightweight compost intended for seeds, because that's going to help not only your seeds not rot, but also it will help with the drainage and that it's not too heavy, because if you've got some little structure that needs to suck onto the window, not too heavy is good. Put the soil mix in and then sprinkle the lettuce seeds on top and spray well with water and just keep an eye on it and put it in a sunny space. And within a couple of weeks, you'll definitely have little seeds. And then in probably 6 weeks' time, you will be able to have actual lettuces.
Other different veg that we can grow?
So I love microgreens. These are pretty much anything that you're growing from seed, spinach, anything like that, that you eat as teeny tiny ones. So the microgreens are kind of the size of the top of my thumbnail, and that's it. And you eat them, they're packed with nutrients. They're delicious, because think of all that flavour in there. They're really tasty, very spicy, very peppery, delicious. And you can chuck them on top of soups. You often, I put them in sandwiches, you can put them on top of stir fries right at the end of the stir fry, and you get this massive kick flavour. And they're really easy. Think of cress that you grew as a kid in an eggshell. It's just that, but slightly bigger.
A bit embarrassing if a five-year-old can grow it and I can't, isn't it? Really awkward. Anything else?
I would look at radishes. They're quick, particularly the mini ones. They're often sold in the kids' section in the garden centres.
Excellent.
Because they're very fast.
For the same reasons.
Exactly.
No
same
patience.
Reasons. No patience. Can be grown in a really, really small space. Even a salad box, you can grow radishes in. No problem. And the great thing is you can see in from the side and you can see the roots and you can see the little radishes developing. It's super cool.
If we're doing it in a kitchen, I presume also herbs would be quite good.
Brilliant. Absolutely perfect. And the majority of them like a bit of sunshine. And even if it's at a window that's only getting a couple of hours, you can easily do basil, coriander, parsley, all sorts of things.
Before we move on, I guess, we are moving on from not something that you can eat, but I presume if you're going to stick it right in a window, you're going to need to choose a plant that needs to have a lot of light and that wants to have a lot of light.
So
I'm thinking succulents.
You absolutely are, and there's so many. And if you go and look at a garden centre, like if you go and look in Shillaghat, for example, there are loads, and they're cheap as chips. 3 francs, 4 francs per plant, and you can pack them in and they look absolutely beautiful. They don't grow super quickly, so you don't need to worry about repotting them or anything like that. Just make sure you get a compost that's well adapted, like a cactus or succulent compost that drains really, really well.
All right. We'll be asking Hester some of your questions. If you've got any questions, send them in, studio@worldradio.ch. Stay with us talking about wonderful windowsills this morning.
Dig It, sponsored by Shillaghat Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates. Shillaghat, let your inspiration grow.
We've launched the competition. If you would like to win a planter from Shillaghat, complete with plants and soil, everything that you need to get busy building your own wonderful windowsill, all you need to do is name a plant that you are looking at, that you can see. Maybe you need to peer around the corner, I don't know, but let me know what is the first plant that you can look at. And you know what? If you can't name it, I will take a description. No problem at all. Hester's chuckling at me like, can't name a plant.
Photo, would a photo do?
A photo would absolutely do. You can send it in, studio@worldradio.ch. Sure, why not? But we can also name it. I've just given a nickname to one that I didn't know what it was. The Medinilla Dolce Vita from Luzia, which I will describe as perky leaves, floppy flowers.
Nice. I think that's what it should say on the label.
That it really is. That's what they should market that one. We've got Stephanie, who said, a plant I see is an ivy. Loving the advice from Hester, as always. Emma says, I'm looking at a slightly out of control bamboo. Ooh. Robin sent a picture of a giant tree, a sapong. We've also got someone who's nameless but saying, I'm looking at roses. We've got Nicole who's looking at tulips. Keep them coming in. Just name the plant, the flower, the pot plant, the tree that you're looking at, whatever it is. If it grows in soil or if it's looking beautiful, then simply just tell us what it is. You're going to the draw for that planter from Shillaghat, and you can either get them to do it all up as a lovely, beautiful planter, or you can make it yourself. You will have the choice. The winner will have the choice. It'll be the same plants, but you can see if they'll do it for you, essentially.
Nice.
All right, Hester, we've got some of your top tips for small spaces today. What if you've got a balcony. Lots of apartment areas have got a balcony. So what can we kind of do with that? How would you advise approaching that if you have that kind of small space?
So I would certainly say don't ignore all the things that we said for windowsills, because you can just grow them on a slightly larger scale, just grow more of them.
Love it.
That would be excellent as well. However, I'd say start thinking about boxes on window ledges, on balcony ledges. So there are loads of different varieties. There's lots of different ways of attaching them. There's lots of, because there's so many different sorts of ledges. There's, you know, bars and there's walls and there's all sorts of things. Check with your regi, if you're renting first, what you're allowed to put on and what you're not. Have a look at your neighbours' ones, because I'm sure they've tried and tested and found out the ones that fall off and ones that don't. I'd go for something that can't be blown off.
Top tip.
Yes. And maybe think a bit more broadly about the colour, because there's loads of really nicely coloured ones that look really cheerful and nice, even in November when you can't see the plants in them. So at least you get a pop of colour from the container itself, even if the contents are not looking quite as lovely as they might. So when you're thinking about what to plant, consider how much sun they'll get. Do you remember we had a question last year of someone who had 8 hours of sun and was wondering why their rosemary was not, and rosemary and lavender was dying? Well, it's because they weren't being watered. Yeah, that kind of thing. How much sun is it going to get?
It was pre-cooked, the rosemary.
They were. It was... definitely very crunchy. I would also think about how you're going to water them. Have you got an outside tap? Do you have to bring a watering can out from the kitchen? Like, how convenient is this going to be for you? I would also think about how much work really you want to put into this.
Sure.
Is it 10 minutes a day? Is it 10 minutes a week? Really, how much time are you going to have? And also think about when your holidays are going to be. If you're going to be away and your neighbours can't water for you, you probably don't want to be growing crops that are going to be coming into fruition right then.
You're a fan of mixing flowers and vegetables together. I wouldn't have thought that. I'd have thought of keeping your garden areas completely separate. So you've got one that's pretty and the other one
that's useful.
That's useful. But you're saying we can do both in one space.
Yeah, I do. I'm quite a fan of the William Morris dictum, have nothing in your home that you do not know to be useful, believe to be beautiful. And I think mixing useful and beautiful together is a really good way to make that happen.
Love that.
And also, when you plant things from seed, like radishes or lettuce or anything, they are teeny tiny. And whenever you plant up a container, so if you are lucky enough to win this Shilliger container and you decide to plant it up yourself, or they plant it up, there will be little gaps. You should be able to get a couple of fingers in between each of the plants when they go in. Initially, they will, of course, grow. But if you put in a quick cropping thing like a lettuce or a radish or microgreens or anything like that, you have already got this little teeny tiny space that you can make useful immediately.
And then eat it when it starts to get too busy in there.
Exactly. And then the other things will take over. It's absolutely fantastic.
What if you've got a wall space?
So I would check with the regi first. And if they say, no, you can't put a trellis on it, then buy yourself a box with an integrated trellis, which is a support at the back. There are so many things. Clematis, miniature climbing roses, honeysuckle, false jasmine, anything like that will be fantastic. And they will provide you with this lovely vertical element that you wouldn't otherwise have. So try and use all of your space. And also, then you can sneak in things like peas and beans and climbing courgettes and climbing pumpkins into your garden.
We really are integrating these.
We are.
Like, this is a tip. We're going to get onto your questions coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Dig It, sponsored by Shilliger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates.
Hester's here answering your questions. And my goodness, we've got a few questions to get through, Hester. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's take a look. Right. So we've got a question that's come in from Jamie, who said, I am a first-time gardener. I've only got a small budget, not much time. What should I grow? I've got a balcony and I also have an access to a garden downstairs. So obviously in an apartment, but it sounds like a kind of a shared garden situation, maybe. What should Jamie grow?
So I'd say if you've got a small budget, don't blow it all on your containers. go and ask at the Deschetterie. Ask your neighbours. Have a look round on rubbish pickup day. There's always plastic pots and all sorts of things that you can recycle into your own balcony. Give them a good wash. Either, you know, you can paint them or anything like that, or just plant them up. So I would say don't waste it. And in terms of growing seedlings, takeaway cartons, salad boxes, egg boxes, even for cress or microgreens, all work really, really well. So don't waste your money on those. I would say buy yourself some decent soil.
So absolutely no shame. When I was at the Deschetterie once, offloading, I don't know, a bunch of cardboard, there was a gardener there, a professional gardener, who was getting rid of a load of plant pots. And I had bought quite small plants and they were ready to upsize slightly. And all of these pots were perfect. And he was just about to chuck them in.
You went, no!
No. Can I please have 10 of those, 10 of those and 10 of those? And he was thrilled. He, as far as he was concerned, he thought, this is
by far the best way to do this.
I'm getting rid of them anyway, and I will say most of them marked with Schillinger stickers, actually.
Yes, so excellent, good quality.
Good quality.
So I would also look in some of the garden centres. They have some recycling schemes, so you can ask and say, can I have some free pots, please? And they'll say, yes, please have. How many would you like? Come to this big box out the back.
We've got loads. So what would you suggest? Something easy and it sounds like it's for a gardener that is doing this for the first time, something where he can see results quite quickly.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
Absolutely. So radishes, brilliant mini radishes, mini carrots, they're really, really nice. And you can eat the tops as well because they're delicious. Lettuce, pea shoots are really, really easy. Just buy peas in a packet. They're about £3 and you have loads of them. Pea shoots are really yummy. And if you want them to grow up into peas, you just need to choose one in six and let that one grow up.
And let it grow.
Yeah.
Let's move. Oh, we got Katie, who said, and here's a phrase I never thought I'd hear, I love kale, but I haven't tried growing it before. I've got a terrace and a really small garden. Do I have enough space to grow it? God, you do need a lot of kale to make a salad.
You do need a lot of kale. However, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And if you snip the leaves off, it will just grow more. So just don't pull up the whole plant. So I'd say, yes, go for it, Katie, go for it. You can grow kale in pots if they're 30 centimetres deep. That's all they need to be.
When do you plant them?
So anytime from seed, from about now, indoors or protected outside, or from May to June if the weather's really nice. Or you can get ready-grown plants, and they're really not that expensive. I've seen them for about four francs for six ready-grown plants. There's little teeny tiny plugs from garden centres. And if you really like kale, so you can eat it also as thinnings, as little teeny tiny plants, or you can eat them as plants, or when they're much bigger. So sow every couple of weeks. So if you're eating the thinnings, and the little plants you take out to let one or two plants per tray develop, and then you can put them out in the garden. If you're going to grow in the garden, try one of the little cheeky raised bed kits, I'd say. They're really not very expensive. They're about a metre square, and you get the little teeny tiny wooden walls and a bag of soil in the kit. Just put it together and put your kale straight in there. It will be happier than in a pot, but if you don't want to put it in the garden, just keep watering.
Last question for now, then we'll come back in a few minutes. Can I grow my own watercress, says Brian?
Yeah, you can, but they don't actually need to be grown in running water. Amazing. So they grow them in pots from seed and keep the pots really well watered. And if you can't keep up with the watering, stand the pots in sources of water and just change the water twice a week. And you can also grow them as microgreens. The kick is unbelievable. That lovely peppery, lemony taste you get in watercress. So you can grow them as microgreens and sneakily just put them in the soup right at the end if you're growing it from, we're using spinach instead.
Love that. Don't panic if we haven't got around to your question yet. More coming up in a few minutes. Thanks, Hester. Stay with us.
Dig It, sponsored by Schillinger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates. Schillinger, let your inspiration grow.
Got a question in from Erica. Erica has got a lovely lemon tree and we've got a picture of it. Erica's curious though, because the branches look really quite tiny. And she's saying, can these thin branches hold so many lemons' weight? And when should I transplant it to a bigger pot?
So it's a great question. I can see there's one lemon at the bottom that is sort of halfway, and then there's lots and lots of teeny tiny baby ones. So the plant itself may well chuck a certain percentage of them, so it will just stop production of sugars to that fruit. If it doesn't, you need to thin it down to one per branch. more than that, the plant, you will get snappage of branches, and you don't really want to have to, you know, support them or anything like this. In terms of the pot, I would pot it on now because it's quite shallow and it looks quite top heavy, and the most annoying thing will be if it falls over.
Right.
So a deeper pot rather than a broader pot, I'd say.
Okay, go for it. Go for it now.
It's lovely, though. Well done.
Do it. And you've obviously got a very happy lemon plant that's happy with the situation, because loads of little tiny, tiny sprigs are waiting to...
Yeah, they look. It looks beautiful. Well done.
...become lemons. But I'm amazed at nature. It just sort of sorts itself out. Like, so it'll either stop sending sugars there or it'll just drop them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at some more questions. Oh, goodness, I've lost my list. I've lost it. We've got Pilar, who said, I want to grow hot chilies on my windowsill. I've only found peppers, though, ordinary chilies last year in garden centres. So where do I go?
I think you need to go to a specialist, actually. So Zollinger is a Swiss organic seed company, and they're absolutely brilliant. They have loads and loads of choice. They have habaneros for sale, which from seeds, you just look at Zollinger, Zollinger.ch, from seed, and you can sow them now, but they get to 120 centimetres tall, which is quite big for a windowsill, I'd say. Mm. If that's a bit too tall for the space that you've got, you can pinch them out, literally pinch out the growing tip, and then they'll just stop getting any taller, and stake it as well. Salmon Mauser, who have those nice green, dark green seed packs, you get them in most garden centres, and if not, look online for this particular one. They have a chili mix seed pack with four different types in it, including habanero, hot basket, which is supposed to be very hot, naga, brut, jalokia and rotus teufel, all reputedly very, very, very hot. So give those a go. And if not, have a look online. There are lots and lots of other suggestions from chili specialists.
Yes, your hot basket. I will never be eating one of those.
No, me neither. It horrifies me, but I know loads of people who really like them.
I've got a question from Peter, who said, where can I find heritage seeds in Switzerland? Hester, first of all, you're going to have to explain what
heritage seeds are. Older varieties that have often been kept sort of in families and things like that, and they tend to, you probably don't know the names of them, is where I would start from, but very much prized because often the flavour or the look of the fruit or the vegetable that's produced is entirely different from what you get in the shops. Well worth seeking out, well worth growing, particularly if they're well adapted to your region. So Pro Specia Rarich, which is a Swiss charity that saves seeds of fruit, vegetables. They also actually have a load of rare animal flocks as well, which is quite entertaining. They have loads of suggestions on their site. So I'd like to go to prospeciarara.ch. I would also look at Sativa. Sativa is a bio seed, company. Zollinger, that we just mentioned, have loads. And all of them will have lots of suggestions of really unusual varieties. I would also suggest going to the Chateau de Pongin, where I give tours at the vegetable garden. In the shop there, they have lots and lots of really unusual seed varieties.
Including these heritage seeds?
Including these heritage seeds that are grown in the garden.
Excellent. Thank you very much for getting through our questions. Hester, if you were going to make a window box today, what are the what would you put in it right now? Would it be flowers? Would it be...
Oh, I'd do a mix. I do something that's flowering right now, like a pansy. Mm. I would do something that would give me food in a few weeks' time, maybe one of the spicy Asian seed mixes that I love doing for microgreens or for lettuce. I'd kind of dot those around a bit. I would also go for something that's going to flower a little bit later in the summer, maybe some bulbs. So things that are going to flower later on, maybe in June or July, and maybe something for smell, like a verbena. Oh, how about some edible flowers?
So many options. Hester, thanks very much for talking us through wonderful windowsills today. If you would like more gardening inspiration, you can always find our podcast. It's at worldradio.ch/digit. Thanks, Hester.
Thank you.
Digit, sponsored by Schilliger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates. Schilliger, let your inspiration grow.